Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS. The list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
I'm not where I want to be, but I'm better than I was yesterday. Stop comparing yourself to others. Comparison will keep you stuck and rob you of your energy. The real competition, the individual you see when you look in the mirror. If you must compare, compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not who someone else is today. The goal is not perfection. It's 1% improvement. Wake up, be better, do better.
Things will get better. There will be some amount of relief that eventually starts to shine through. And eventually, as time passes, you will find happiness in the future. That's what will happen. Cannot dwell in the past. You simply cannot dwell in the past. There's nothing you can do about what has happened in the past. You can't dwell there. You can't stay there. You can't change it. You cannot change the past. You have to let those waves dissipate.
Same thing happened to Michael Jordan. Before the championships, before the fame, he didn't even make varsity in high school. He went home and cried. That could have been the end. But instead, it became his beginning. The next morning, he trained, and then the next, and the next. No spotlight, just an empty gym. Getting cut didn't create greatness. His response did. Not all growth is visible. Not all progress gets applause. Sometimes you're not behind. You're just building roots strong enough to support what's coming.
The obstacle that we run into in life is really where all the transformation and the growth takes place. So the obstacle is the way. This obstacle was nothing more than a signpost for me to stop, figure out who I am, what I need to work on, what do I need to let go of. Okay, let's move through this now. So now we don't run away from it. We know that this is a necessary part of the journey.
There's a moment in every fight. Whether it's in the gym, at work.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
Or in the darkest corners of your own mind. When you ask yourself, is it worth it? You've been hit over and over. You've been knocked down, picked up, and knocked down again. You feel like you're running on fumes with nothing left to give. The idea of just letting go starts to creep in. Maybe the fight isn't worth it anymore. Maybe this is the end. But it's in that exact moment, that split second when you feel like giving in, that the decision you make changes everything. Because holding on, just holding on, when you think you've reached your breaking point, that's where the magic happens. Life isn't a straight line from one success to the next. It's messy. It's unpredictable. You have plans. You set goals. And then life steps in and wrecks them. You get setbacks, failures, disappointments, and you begin to question if you're even on the right path. That voice in your head, the one that loves to tell you to quit, starts getting louder. It's convincing, isn't it? It tells you that you're not good enough, that you don't have what it takes, that maybe this just isn't your story to win. But here's the thing. That voice, it's a liar. Because deep down, you already know what happens if you quit. You know what happens if you let go. You go back to square one. And worse than that, you'll live with the regret of not seeing what was waiting on the other side of the struggle. And I'll tell you something about regret. It lingers. It stays with you much longer than the pain of the fight. There are moments when life wants you to give up, throws roadblocks in your way, it sends storms to beat you down, and it's almost like it's asking, how much can you take? And it's easy to think, not this. I can't take this. But that's not the truth. The truth is, you've survived every single storm up until now. Maybe you stumbled. Maybe you were barely hanging on, but you're still here, aren't you? The fight, in its most raw form, is about endurance. It's about how long you're willing to stand in the fire. It's about showing life that no matter what it throws at you, no matter how many times you're hit, you're still going to get up. You're still going to keep moving forward. That's what separates the people who succeed from the ones who fade away. You see, success doesn't care about talent. It doesn't care about potential. It doesn't care about how many times you've been knocked down. The only thing it cares about is whether or not you're going to stand back up. Life will hit you when you least expect it. It'll pull the rug out from under you when you thought you were standing on solid ground. That's a fact. But here's another fact. You have within you the power to get back up again and again. You have within you a well of strength that goes deeper than you even know. It's only in the hardest moments that you start to realize what you're capable of. It's only when everything falls apart that you learn how to rebuild stronger than before. Here's what I know to be true. The people who make it, the people who really change the world, aren't the ones who had it easy. They're the ones who were tested. They're the ones who felt like giving up 100 times, 1,000 times, but didn't. They're the ones who learned that every setback, every failure, every time they felt like they were at the end of the road, was really just a stepping stone, a step closer to their goal, a step closer to the version of themselves that could handle whatever life threw at them. It's tempting to quit when you're tired, when you're worn out, when you've been beaten down by life and can't see the way forward. But in those moments, I want you to remember something. You are so close, closer than you think. You can't see it yet, but you are. The finish line is never as far away as it seems when you're in the middle of the race. You have one job in this life. One. And that is to keep going. To show up, even when you don't feel like it. To fight, even when your body and your mind are screaming at you to stop. You might not win today. You might not win tomorrow. But if you stay in the fight, if you refuse to give in, the victory will come. It always does. Think about the times you've wanted to quit before. The times you thought you couldn't handle one more day, but you did. You're still here. That means you've already proven that you're stronger than you think. That means you've already shown life that you can take the punches and keep moving. You've done it before and you'll do it again. So don't give up now. Not when you've come this far. Not when you've already been through hell and back. You're closer to the other side than you know. And when you get there, you'll look back at these moments, these struggles, and you'll realize they weren't setbacks at all. They were the very things that built you. They were the tests that showed you who you really are.
Be what it is you claim to be about. Be what it is you truly want to be. Okay? If you truly want to be successful, if you truly want to change your life, be about it today. Be about it today. And then when today's over, be about it tomorrow.
We all have fear. Everyone has fear. Fear is one of the most greatest things that you can possibly have. Fear is an instinct. Fear propels you. Fear makes you great. Fear brings you alive, doesn't it?
What would you do if you just learned today that you only had 6 months to live? What if you only had 6 months to live? What would you stop doing? What would you do more of? Who would you spend time with? Now, the answer to that question is very interesting because what it tells you is what you really value. What is really important to you?
Number one, don't run away. And number two, be honest to yourself. Those two things, you should keep them in mind. And then just put time, effort into practice, I think is the key. Step by step, build something up about yourself, about your life, about your character and personality that will give you some strong fundament in order to tackle everything that this world is going to throw at you.
Truly believe we are all equal as human beings. If we are obsessed with something and we truly pursue our passion with everything we have, regardless of anything else, if you are obsessed, work hard, put in the time, you will succeed. This is hard work. This is an obsession. Nothing can beat hard work.
The most important people in your life are the people who believe in you before you even believe in yourself. The people who see something in you before you can see it in yourself. those people are essential to whatever it is that you want to achieve and accomplish, because there's going to be a point when you've pounded your head into a wall so many times that you're delirious, that you can't see the vision for your future, that you can't see that it is at all possible. And having those people in your life to ground you and to center you around the fact that you can do it, that you can achieve those things, that you are capable, that your potential is so much more than what you're currently doing, changes everything.
The cure for sadness isn't finding 100 different ways to be happy. It's accepting the life you're walking through for what it is and pushing through. It's believing that everything has a purpose and learning to make peace with past versions of yourself that don't align with who you've become. The pain is a prerequisite. Improve yourself as a human being. There will be many things in this life that you don't have control over, but your happiness is not one of them. Perspective is everything.
I don't care where you come from. I don't care where you were raised. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care about any of that If you do the work consistently, if you invest in yourself consistently, 1 + 1 is always going to equal 2. 2 + 2 is going to equal 4. And 10 years of motherfucking work when everybody else is partying, making excuses, doing the cool thing on the weekend is going to pay off. You can do this.
I don't care if you have to inch your way day by day. Even if you have to get down and it hurts and it's hard and nobody can see what you're really going through, if you don't quit, the pit will become your platform.
It's not what you get that makes you valued, it's what you become. So part of the key here is to set the kind of goals that will make something of you. Don't set them too low, so that you don't have to grow and you don't have to read and you don't have to try and you don't have to stretch. Don't set them too low. And then don't sell out. Don't go for something that's going to cost you your virtue or cost you your values or sell out your principles. There's a good middle road here to follow. Goals that will inspire, goals that'll help you grow, change, develop, and become better than you are.
A creative life is simply this. A creatively lived life is any life where consistently, routinely, habitually, and constantly you choose the path of curiosity over the path of fear. Not once, not twice, not a few times, but all the times. All the times. Because you're constantly going to be in these crossroads in your life daily almost, where there's a lure of curiosity on this side and there's a kind of a roadblock of fear over here saying, take this safer path. I don't know how that one ends. So let's just continue with this. And if you keep going to the right on the fear path instead of going to the left on the curiosity path, your life gets smaller and heavier, which I know is not what you want or what anybody wants.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
I want people to understand is, okay, so if nature only gave you two things to motivate you, pleasure and pain, why would you eliminate half of them? And so most people think that life's about avoiding the pain. I'm here to tell you right now, in a very controlled fashion, it is about really experiencing the pain. Relentless, I'm going to make this happen if I have to break myself, and I'm not afraid to lean into that because I know how powerful it is.
If someone can make their dream become a reality, then it's possible that you can make your dream become reality. And so as you begin to look at where you want to go, beginning to embrace that, it's possible.
I spend 80% of my time focused on the beautiful things in my life, the things I'm grateful for, the beautiful things that I want to bring into existence, all of it. 20% of the time, though, I'm in the darkness, man.
Are you procrastinating? Are you evading your own greatness? Are you surrounding yourself with people that can nourish you? Are you challenging yourself? Are you experimenting? Are you learning something different? Is your life an adventure or is it boring?
Pain plus reflection equals progress.
Are you crafting, designing, and intentionally creating your life? Or are you just coasting in the passenger seat of your life, which is just dragging you and driving you wherever it's taking you? And so it's the difference between being the driver or being in the passenger seat. And so to me, living intentionally is what allows you to live a life of by design.
You just don't allow it to control your life anymore. So you have your cherished wound and I have mine in our hearts. But don't try to overcome. Just make a decision that you're not going to give another inch. You're forgiving yourself, and you give yourself a gift not to carry that anymore.
And that's the thing about when you achieve success, it may not match your picture, right? It may not match your vision of what you thought, but you've got to be flexible. But once you get there, no matter how old you are, you've got to deal with the trappings of success: complacency, arrogance, a laziness, and to do that successfully, you need people around you to help you
find your truth.
You have to really face the ruthless reality, the ruthless truth, that what you're getting in your life is a direct result of your beliefs. Your beliefs are controlling your thoughts are controlling your actions are controlling what the experience you're getting out in the real world. So back it all the way to the beliefs again. We got to find out, what are the beliefs creating the reality you have? Change those beliefs. You're going to have different thoughts. You're going to have different actions. You're going to have different results. It's going to be this domino effect.
That we truly have influence in our, more than our environment. Our environment affects us for sure. It plants seeds and weeds into our life, but there is still a choice. And I think even if you feel there isn't a choice, simply by accepting that there is, it means you have a chance to get out of there. When you believe you've exhausted all options, remember this, you haven't.
Stay in touch with those aspects of us that come natural as children is part of the challenge of growing and maturing into adulthood. First and foremost, that really help you hold on to those essential aspects of childhood, a willingness to suspend disbelief, a willingness to believe in yourself, a willingness to believe that if you can dream it up, you can get it done.
Be willing to suck. Because as you're willing to suck, you're actually becoming more creative. You're becoming more daring. You're becoming more experienced. But I'm afraid. Guess what? We all get afraid when we want to do something we've never done before. It's called leaving our comfort zone. Our comfort zone feels comfortable because we've been living in it for quite a while.
Is who do I want to be? Who is the person that I need to be, that I can love, that I want to love, that I want to give more love to? Like, what parts of growth are there still available? If you literally put your hand on your heart and just go, I am exactly where I need to be, you stop getting lost in the future, you start worrying about the past, and you realize that everything you need to learn, everything we read right now to make a change, it's all right now. It's all right here.
Don't fight it. Face it. And when the feelings come up, invite it in. It's okay to, there is no forgiveness without rage. You got to feel that rage. Don't be afraid to rage. The opposite of depression is expression.
Passion is the antidote to self-doubt, because when you're in your passion space, you don't have time to have all that negative talk. When you're in your passion space, you know, you're leaning forward in the world.
There are things like, I'm not good enough, it's not going to work out, this stuff works for other people. All of these kinds of negative thoughts keep people shut down. They don't go for the dreams. They react to life. They kind of crawl through life with no enthusiasm, no sort of energy, and no belief in themselves or the possibilities of something better.
And so you say to yourself, I'm exactly where I need to be. You realize you're not ahead of that. And also, you only get ahead of yourself by first being present with yourself.
I think self-love is all about pushing yourself, demanding of yourself that you stretch and reach your boundaries.
You are the architect of your own reality. So design a life that resonates with your true self.
What you think and what you believe, it's what will come true for you. Your thoughts create your life. It's that simple.
There comes a time when you have to snap. You make a choice to go all in, to stop hesitating, to be relentlessly consumed by what you love. You give everything towards a vision only you can see, and everything turns off except this one thing that dominates your life. Once you decide, life becomes simple. Life's too short to not see what you're capable of.
What kind of permission do you need? To do the thing that you and I both know you really want to do? The thing that not everyone is going to approve of, but you know you're meant to do? What kind of permission do you need to get up and get after it? Yes, there's some risk, mostly just a bruised ego, but you know what's a hell of a lot worse than that? Living with the regret of inaction. Knowing the thing that you need to do, the scary steps that you have to take to grow into the person that you know you want to be, and doing nothing. So if you need it, this is your permission slip. Go do what you need to do.
Disappointments come. Those are normal. That's part of life. But the question is, how do you handle it? How do you handle the coming winters and the disappointments and the downtimes? Well, you can get stronger, you can get wiser, and you can get better. The winters won't change, but you can. And that's how life changes for you. See, before I understood, when it was winter, I used to wish it was summer. I didn't understand. When it was hard, I used to wish it was easy. I didn't know. Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better.
Oh, your mistakes, problems are actually the best thing that can happen to you. That instead of getting reactive and going, God damn it, what's wrong there, and getting all stiff and rigid, just bend with it and say, this happened for a reason. It's teaching me a lesson. I made a mistake. I need to learn from this.
This is it. There will never be a more perfect time than now to put everything on the line. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about how long you can keep this up. Just do it today. Use every ounce of energy within you to be the absolute best that you can be.
Set direction, not destination. If you want to be agile, quit trying to arrive somewhere. Just take the journey. The dream's free. The journey is not. And there's no improvement when we arrive. You don't improve before you start, and you don't improve after you arrive. You improve while you take the journey. It's the journey that you discover. It's the journey that you improve.
Do things just because you think you're going to get something for it. That's not why we do things. Yeah. Do what's interesting to you. Don't worry about the outcome. We can't predict the outcome. We can never predict the outcome. Follow your own inner guide. It directs us.
Stop comparing yourself to other people. You're not in competition with them. You've got to get this in your mind. In this life, your only competition is you. Life is you versus you. All that matters is when you go to bed tonight is that you're better than you woke up this morning. And if you string together 365 of those days, then you're a different person in a year with a massively different life.
Beautiful thing about life is that you get to choose your hard. Everything in life is hard, but you get to choose what your hard is. It's really hard to build an incredible body and physique. It's also really hard to see your body completely fail you. It's really hard to build meaningful relationships. It's also really hard to live on the surface with a bunch of people. Yeah. Again, you get to choose your hard. It's really hard to live a life of purpose, working on something you care about. It's also really hard to live without purpose. You get to choose the thorns that you're going to have on the path of your journey. It's something that I think about constantly. It's like, how can I just endure this a little bit longer? How can I just embrace this hard of whatever it is that I'm going through?
The only thing between you and the person you want to be are the skills that you're missing. First, imagine yourself in 10 years doing exactly what you want to be doing. Now ask yourself, what skills does that version of you have that you currently don't? List those down and next, ask yourself how those skills are acquired. The next step is to be relentless in your pursuit of developing those skills every day. Make sure every job, opportunity, side project overlaps with this list in some way. Focus on the skills that you're missing, and over the long run, you'll become exactly who you wanted.
Do you really want legacy? Do you really want to live out your dreams and live life as you imagine? Do you really want to reach your full capability in mind, body, and spirit? Do you? How bad? Does it make you lose sleep at night? Does it leave you feeling restless? Is it at the forefront of your mind every minute of the day?
Now here's what I want you to know. If you don't sow, you don't reap. So if your focus is on reaping and what are people going to do to add value to me today, every day is going to be empty. Every day you're going to come up short.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
But the day that you realize that adding value, sowing seeds, is more important than reaping the harvest, your life and your communication will incredibly change. You see, I consider the success of my day as a communicator, as a leader, is based on the seeds I sow, not the harvest I reap.
In the shadows of our grief, hearts heavy with loss and minds burdened by the weight of the world, we confront the stark reality of our existence. Pain, sorrow, and despair
are unavoidable companions on this journey called life. These emotions, though often unwelcome, are intrinsic to our human experience. They remind us of the depth of our love, the significance of our connections, and the fragility of our existence. But even in our darkest hours, there is a flicker of light, a reminder that we are not alone. Each tear shed, each sigh of anguish, is a testament to our shared humanity. We are bound together by our struggles, and it is in our collective suffering that we find the strength to endure. This shared journey, while fraught with challenges, also offers us the opportunity to grow, to learn, and to find deeper meaning in our lives. Life is fragile, and its beauty is often fleeting. We are reminded of this when we lose those we love, when our dreams are shattered, and when we face the harshest trials. It is easy to feel overwhelmed, to succumb to the crushing weight of hopelessness. Yet it is precisely in these moments that we must remember the resilience of the human spirit. Our capacity to adapt, to persevere, and to find hope even in the bleakest of times is what defines us as human beings. We may stumble and we may fall, but we rise again. We carry the memories of those we have lost within us, and their spirit fuels our determination to press on. Their dreams become our dreams, their hopes our hopes. We honor them by living fully, even as we carry the ache of their absence. It is through this living, through our actions and our choices, that we keep their legacy alive. We must remember that every step forward, no matter how small, is a testament to their enduring influence in our lives. The road ahead may be long and arduous, and there will be times when we feel we cannot go on. But let us find solace in the quiet strength that resides within us. Let us draw courage from the love and support of those around us. In our grief, we discover the depths of our compassion, the breadth of our empathy, and the power of our unity. Together, we can face any challenge, overcome any obstacle, and find a way to move forward. As we navigate this difficult path, let us hold on to the belief that despite the sorrow, there is still beauty to be found in the laughter of a child, the warmth of a friend's embrace, and the gentle touch of a sunrise. We find glimpses of the hope that sustains us. These moments, though fleeting, remind us that life is still worth living, that there is still joy to be experienced, and that we are capable of finding happiness even in the midst of our pain. Life is a mosaic of joy and sorrow, each piece integral to the whole. Though we may be consumed by sadness, let us not lose sight of the moments that bring us light. Let us remember that even in the darkest night, the stars still shine. These stars, symbols of hope and guidance, remind us that there is always a way forward, always a path to follow, even when it seems hidden by the shadows of our grief. So let us move forward with a quiet determination, honoring our pain while embracing the possibility of healing. Let us live not just for ourselves, but for those who can no longer do so. In our shared journey, we will find strength, we will find purpose, and we will find a way to carry on. Each day is an opportunity to honor their memory, to live in a way that reflects their values and their dreams, and to make a positive impact on the world around us. In our pursuit of healing, let us also be kind to ourselves. Grief is not a linear process. It ebbs and flows, and it takes time. Allow yourself to feel, to mourn, and to heal at your own pace. Surround yourself with those who understand, who support you, and who can offer you comfort. Remember that it is okay to seek help, to lean on others, and to find solace in community. As we continue this journey together, let us remember that we are not defined by our losses, but by how we choose to respond to them. We have the power to transform our pain into something meaningful, to use our experiences to help others, and to create a legacy of resilience and hope. In this way, we honor the past, embrace the present, and look forward to a future filled with possibility.
You've been through a lot this year, and it wasn't for no reason, and I can promise you, it's not wasted. And you learned a lot of lessons this year. Lessons that you might have thought that you didn't need to learn. But going into this next year, you need to realize how strong you've become. You have learned lessons and you have become strong. And now you have the ability to do something great, to carry something great that you might have not been able to do a year ago. You've learned a lot through the pain. So are you going to sit in the pain, or are you going to bring something beautiful to life?
The hardest part is the uncertainty that all your sacrifice will be for nothing, that we give up everything now for nothing later. But then you remember the life that you walked away from to pursue your dream, and then you realize that there's no going back, and so you keep going. Everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of 10 years of uncertainty, rejection, and suffering. It just comes down to wanting what you're after more than you hate all the things that you have to do to get it. And so despite all the hardship that you're going through, you just gotta believe with all your fucking heart that you're gonna make it.
The day is cold and dark and dreary. It rains, and the wind is never weary. The vine still clings to the moldering wall. But at every gust, the dead leaves fall, and the day is dark and dreary. My life is cold and dark and dreary. It rains, and the wind is never weary. My thoughts still cling to the moldering past. But the hopes of youth fall thick in the blast, and the days are dark and dreary. Be still, sad heart, and cease repining. Behind the clouds is the sun, still shining. Thy fate is the common fate of all. Into each life, some rain must fall. Some days must be dark and dreary. We live in the past a lot of times. We live in the past with our regrets. We live in the past with the regrets of what might have been, but is not. We live in the, and you know, life gets weary, and it seems rainy, and it seems dark and gray in the clouds, and that's all we see. And we need days in real life. We need days where it's chilly, and it's raining, and the things that we had planned to do, we can't do. And the things that we thought were going to happen today aren't going to happen. But we need the rain. But if you have, whether in your life, in nature, if you have just nonstop sunshine, you wind up with a desert. And you wind up, your life is a desert. And everything gets burned up. And in every life, a little rain must fall.
what if the truth was that you're greater than you think? More powerful than you know, more unlimited than you could ever dream. If that was the truth, that you are the creator of your life, you have to start. If you believe that to be the truth, then you have to believe in yourself. And your belief in yourself must be earned. It must be earned. And the only way that we can believe in a future is when we feel the emotion associated with it. And so you're giving your body a taste emotionally of the future. And the stronger the emotion you feel, the more you remember that future. And you literally are embossing the circuitry for you to believe in it more.
Don't be ashamed of your effort. They can't stand being reminded of the thing they're capable of, but resist actually trying. People will try to put the same limitations on you that they put on themselves. Don't mistake their insecurities for your ceiling.
So desperate to figure out how to convince people that there is no loss in going for it. That, yeah, you might get made fun of and you might have it in your own mind, but trying to figure out how to make people drop that fear, going and building a business for themselves. Nobody wants the rejection. Nobody wants to lose. It's going to lead you to a place where you're not going to win.
Get serious. That's number one. 10 years from now, you will surely become someone. The big question is, who? You must overcome fear to step into your potential. Understand that fear is not the enemy. It's a sign that you're on the edge of growth. Reframe the way you look at fear. Reframe the way you look at fear. So often, when we feel fear, it makes us stay stuck or resort back. But you need to start viewing fear as an indicator of the direction you need to move.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Right? Fear is a pulling force from your higher self saying, go that way. The reason you feel fear is because you have to step into the unknown. You have to step into the discomfort, right? You have to step away from the things that are known, from the comfortability of where you're at, right? That's not easy, right? And your ego is going to do everything in its power to stay comfortable. So it's going to bring those emotions of fear, but don't view those emotions negatively. Fear is not a negative thing. Fear is a driving force. It's a pulling force to move in that direction. It's a guide. And when you start viewing fear as a guide rather than a hindrance and an enemy, it changes the way you navigate this journey. Come on, man. Changes the way you navigate this journey. George Adair says, everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear.
When people describe the characteristics of winners, here are some of the things they say. They outwork the competition. They are focused. They are resilient. The one I've seen in the best of the best that no one talks about is this. They'd rather be hated for who they truly are than to be loved for what they're not. Think about that.
I just feel so angry all the time. And what if after everything that I've been through, something's gone wrong inside me? What if I'm becoming bad?
I want you to listen to me very carefully, Harry. You're not a bad person. You're a very good person who bad things have happened to. You understand? Besides, the world isn't split into good people and death eaters. We've all got both light and dark inside us. What matters is the part we choose to act on. That's who we really are.
Blaming the world will not heal the wounds within. And I know that the world has given you these wounds. And I understand anger. And I don't think anger is a bad thing. You have to take the responsibility out of the world's hands and put it into your hands.
At some point, you got to decide for yourself who you want to be. Can't let nobody make that decision for you.
When we were kids, my mom hung a poster over our bed. It had a picture of a bumblebee. And under the picture, the caption read, "According to all aerodynamic laws, the bumblebee cannot fly because its body weight is not in the right proportion to its wingspan. But ignoring these laws, the bee flies anyway."
I have run every single morning of my life since I was 17. And my God, have there been a lot of mornings that have meant a lot more to me than just a run. If I'm honest, I define the last 6.5 years by loneliness and misunderstanding. But through every bit of that pain, I never once skipped a beat in being there for myself. People wonder why self-hatred and doubt is completely absent from my life. And it's because on the hundreds of days where I thought I couldn't take it anymore, when I felt like either my body or my soul was completely broken, I picked myself up and proved it wrong once again. So I don't know if my life is for everyone, but if you want to know how to love yourself, I sure have found a way.
Be careful what greatness brings you, but let me tell you, once you get a taste of it, you'll never go back. I love individuals that talk about they have a certain lifestyle, they have a certain things to do. Oh, I don't need all this. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Trust me. But you get used to certain things. And when it goes away, you're like, yeah, this don't feel right. It's easy to say that until you're put into that situation.
Don't get overwhelmed when life is just is like a bunch of crazy wild horses out in the big pasture and you can't catch the herd. You can't catch life. Stop focusing on catching life, on getting a handle on life. All right, start focusing on one aspect of it and get a handle on that. And usually that's you. Usually that's you. And then if you get a handle on you, then you can start the next one, whatever it may be. Okay?
To get anywhere in life, you have to work extremely hard and you have to be disciplined. If you wanted to be a great piano player, there's no drug you can take, there's no self-help book, there's no guru. You got to spend 5 years, 10 years learning it until it becomes something that's second nature. There are no shortcuts. But if you learn that from an early age, like 10 years old or whatever, you see after a few years that an incredible pleasure happens where now you have mastery of this piano and you can play things you could never play before. You suddenly the whole thing opens up, this whole new universe. And that's the paradigm for everything meaningful in life. If you learn something well, if you learn a craft and you master it, it can bring you a far greater pleasure than any kind of drug or any kind of going out to a party or socializing. But you have to be patient and you have to not be afraid of boredom and you have to not be afraid of the effort.
But I know now I gotta work the system harder than it's working me. That's what you gotta do. The system is designed to swallow you whole. You gotta find out what you do better than anybody else and rock that. So what you gonna do? How you gonna leave your mark?
I'm realizing that if you don't want to repeat the past, the only way is to be present. I think that a lot of us get caught up in the certain loops of our past or the certain things that identify us with our past versions of ourselves. And I think if we want to become something new, if we want to change for the better, it's about instilling that into the now.
Focus on taking the first step. You know, when you get so caught up in where you want to be and how far away it seems, sometimes you could quit before you even get started. You know, so whether that's making changes within yourself, whether that's letting go, whether that's becoming the best version of yourself, understand that all of those things take time. All those things take a process. They don't happen overnight. But the only way you'll be able to get there is from your willingness to be able to figure it out, your willingness to go through the journey, your determination to, you know, understand that on the other side of all your hard work, all your effort, all the, you know, mistakes, challenges and hurdles you might have to overcome is that better that you're looking. You know, sometimes you don't realize how strong you really are and how much you're really capable of until you start taking the steps to actually find out.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&C 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi there. We are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.